The legendary band Bratski Vibier, one of the most influential bands from the Czech New Wave, are back. Recently, the group, led by frontman Michal Kocáb, announced they would put aside past differences and reunite for a series of concerts in the autumn. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Bratski Vibier broke up 6 years ago in a dispute over the band name rights between singer-composer, later-turned-politician Michal Kocáb, and guitarist Michal Pavlíček. Both now have decided to bury the hatchet and bring the group back. In the 1980s, Bratski Vibier was largely banned from performing in communist Czechoslovakia, but its members are not only widely recognized for their strong message and lyrics, but also, unlike numerous underground bands from the era, for their excellence as musicians. A small reunion tour was in fact late President Václav Havel's wish, who once joked that it would be easier to get the Israelis and Palestinians together than this. Michal Kocáb spoke to Czech TV.
He wrote us a beautiful letter in which he said, "Come on, guys, get back together. Forget what divides you, at least for a little while."
The reunion will bring back the band in its original lineup from more than 30 years ago. Not just Messrs. Kocáb and Pavlíček, but also bass guitarist Vilém Čok and drummers Claudius Grišpín and Jiří Hrubeš. 5 concerts will take place in Brno, Prague, Ostrava, Pardubice, and the Slovak capital of Bratislava between November 11th and 24th, coinciding with the anniversary of the Velvet Revolution that brought the band, like their fellow Czechs and Slovaks, freedom. Songs performed will be off of Bratski Vibier's first album, Straka v Hrsky, recorded back in 1982, but banned by the communists and released only 6 years later. The album includes legendary material such as Hrabě X and Pražákům je hej. And as a form of an invitation to those planned upcoming concerts, one more song. This one is called Zubata. The concerts are certain to attract a lot of attention among both new and longtime fans, who will no doubt appreciate the opportunity to see the legendary group once again.
Jan Wellinger with that report.